Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Make it make sense. Make sense. With Ayanda Nyati.
So we're talking petrol today. We understand that petrol is consistently getting cheaper in South Africa, and South Africans as always are suspicious. So
yeah.
With petrol prices having been cut month after month since June this year, drivers are feeling some much needed relief on the road. According to the fuel experts, another 66% or 66 cents per litre cut is expected for September, bringing a 3 rand 14 cent reduction since June. Mm. What could this mean for inflation and the cost of living in Africa? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. Look, I'm a big boy. I need a lot of food to keep going. You know? But your car doesn't need fuel, or not food, it needs fuel. And we thought we should speak about this because we've come from a rough time, right? COVID-19 really drove prices up. Mm-hmm. There was also the war in Ukraine that also had an impact on oil prices, which always impacts how things are felt here at home. But we've had successive good news, and I think it's important to say that.
Yep.
You know, over time, we have seen a steady decline, and as you mentioned, Glenn, there's another huge chunk being cut off come September. Nonetheless, we decided to reach out to an economist at Nedbank. His name is Isaac Mashego, to help us just understand what actually goes into the petrol price. These are the two questions we asked. Between June and July this year, there's been a steady decline in the price of petrol. What is causing these decreases? And could you anticipate seeing further reductions moving forward? Another important question was, will this ultimately bring down the cost of living? This is what he had to say.
We are seeing local petrol prices declining due to positive developments on the international oil prices front and a firmer local exchange rate. Global oil prices have been low despite the geopolitical risks in the Middle East, and forecasts now point to oil prices hovering around the $80 a barrel through most of the remainder of this year. The exchange rate has held quite steady, and we have seen it now firming to above 18 to the US dollar. Those are the two key drivers of local fuel prices, and we are benefiting from that. In the past 2 months, we've seen petrol prices declining by 120 cents, while diesel prices are down by around 60 cents a liter. For September, at this stage, there are indications that petrol could decline by another 70 cents a liter, while diesel could decrease by between 55 and 80 cents a liter.
When all of this is happening, motorists are having a good time because petrol is high. But Tina, Labama taxi.
Yeah, you know,
it has never happened where a petroling is like 6 ngonyaka and who's the one who takes what I'm a taxi so it's like a rand. Never.
The jaws are on the floor. Look, it's a fair question, and I remember this is the question that's been asked ever since we started kind of tracking petrol prices. And that's really up to the associations, right? Mm-hmm. They make the call. If the petrol price goes up, then they're going to increase. The defense I've heard in the past is every time the petrol price goes up, that necessarily translate to them increasing their fares. So they're advancing the argument. I take a number of blows first
before
implementing.
But they also know that a month later it will go up again. So what's the point?
Yeah,
wow. It will be pointless. You know, they are very lucky. I wish I was in that business. Yeah,
are you sure?
No, I'm Glenn. I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Continue.
Make it make sense. Make sense. With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.